They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad.
Good to have you back here. You know, reopening is going to be difficult for Michigan, apparently. Back to normal is the plan that Governor Whitmer unveiled last week. That's because they couldn't find anything more ridiculous to call it. Back to normal. Saying that until Michigan is 70% vaccinated, the state will not return to normal. Well, as of today, 33%. Michigan is about middle of the pack. 33% of the state of Michigan is fully vaccinated. 3.2 million people or something of that nature. And so that's one part of the issue we face. And then you've got the Reopen Michigan Safely Coalition, because here's something I noticed before everything got knocked down, right? Michigan businesses, before everything was shut down a year ago, or maybe a little bit more now, was already, those businesses were already doing the things they needed to do to keep their customers safe. They were cleaning their spaces. They were, you know, keeping people in a safe environment. And they got shut down anyway. And now the governor of Michigan wants to make some of these rules from the Michigan Occupational Safety and Health Administration permanent. MyOSHA, they call it. Well, Reopen Michigan Safely has had a campaign to get people back into offices now. It's time to reopen Michigan. It's time to reopen everything. It's time to put kids back in school. And yet this governor now says 70% will be the benchmark for vaccines. We're not even halfway there in my state. In fact, only one state would even be halfway there. That's the state of Maine. Joining me now, Rich Studley, the president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan. Rich, good to have you back. How will we ever reach these milestones if they're set too high? I mean, how are you ever going to get there?
Well, Steve, you make a good point. We've certainly got our work cut out for us. But the good news is, over the past year, Michigan's job providers have learned how to operate safely. Michigan's businesses have learned how to stay open and protect the health and safety of both their employees and customers. So that's why on March 4th, the Michigan Chamber, in cooperation with local chambers and trade and professional associations across the state, launched the Reopen Michigan Safely campaign. We had two goals. One was to end the office ban, and the second was more broadly to allow Michigan businesses to reopen safely. Now, we've had some setbacks along the way. On April 14th, MyOSHA announced that they wanted to make the temporary emergency rule permanent, and they refused to end the office ban. That's when we launched the Reopen Safely campaign in cooperation with the Southern Wayne County Chamber, Birmingham Bloomfield Chamber, Saginaw County Chamber, Lansing Regional Chamber, Battle Creek Chamber, Grand Rapids Chamber, Traverse Connect, and the Northern Chamber Alliance, and dozens of other local chambers and trade and professional associations. And we've made progress. I think we've had a positive impact on both the legislature and the administration. Last week, as you and I have talked, the governor did announce a four-step plan. We're looking hard at those metrics to see if they're reasonable, if they are achievable. But I don't think without the Reopen Michigan Safely campaign, we would have seen that plan outlined. We're going to be watching MyOSHA very carefully. They've continued to push to make the temporary rule permanent and a new rule. There is no reason for that rulemaking process to go forward. A key benchmark we'll be watching is, does MyOSHA stop its unprecedented government intrusion in the workplace? Do they follow the plan outlined by the governor, or do they continue to chart their own course?
Well, Rich, I have to congratulate you, because at least the chamber is speaking up. Too many people and too many organizations over the last year have opted just to say nothing. Oh, we'll be okay. You know, we're going to just get, and it's been destructive. How many thousands of businesses are permanently closed in Michigan now, never coming back? How many jobs lost, mortgages that were never paid, marriages that fell apart, the damage throughout the entire state? I am so glad the chamber being proactive and being positive and saying, listen, we can do this. just let us do what we're good at. Let businesses do what they're good at, which is making sure their customers are taken care of. If a business doesn't take care of their customer, they won't have customers. They know that, of course. And so they're rolling up their sleeves and doing everything they can. So what you have done at the chamber to be vocal and to be, you know, changing the narrative has been extremely important.
Well, thank you. At the Michigan Chamber, we believe in free enterprise and personal responsibility and limited government. I know the federal government is heading the other way, but we're hopeful that Governor Whitmer will follow the direction of other governors across the country who have already completely lifted their restrictions or are in the process of doing that. We're also going to work with state lawmakers to hold the Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity accountable. As you know, while they've been busy regulating businesses as much as they possibly can with this giant intrusion into the workplace, Leo also recently held a seminar on how to organize a union event. Our view at the Michigan Chamber is that a state agency can be a union organizer or a fair and impartial state regulator, but not both. It's a clear, bright line. We're going to urge Leo to stop, and then we're going to ask lawmakers to hold them accountable if they continue to waste time in state tax dollars and choose sides in employee-employer relations. Their job is to be neutral and to encourage job creation and economic growth for all of us, not just organized labor.
You know, their job is to protect jobs. I mean, that's their job is to protect jobs, Rich. And we need to move forward, and it is time. It's certainly time. Greatly appreciate you being here, Rich Studley, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan. The Michigan Chamber Business Brief can be heard here every Monday with Rich Studley. Thank you, Rich, for all that you do.
Thank you, Steve. We'll keep fighting for free enterprise.
I greatly appreciate that. And again, too many people and organizations have been willing to just, you know, sit down and be quiet and not say anything. Thankfully, the Michigan Chamber is among those saying, let's talk about this. Let's talk about our way forward. Let's get some businesses open. So very important. Quick break now on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. To say that we are in challenging times is an understatement. Employers and employees are struggling through no fault of their own. But in Michigan, we're tough and we're determined to get through this temporary situation. At the Michigan Chamber, we are working with policymakers at all levels of government to provide the necessary resources for business. We've assembled a coronavirus toolkit at michamber.com. We're providing factual information on unemployment benefits, financial relief resources, and guidance for employers and employees to stay safe. It's clear the business community is leading the way. They're protecting their employees, they're protecting their communities, and they're keeping Michigan economy strong. We'll get through this together. I'm Jim Holcomb from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan